Well, that's it'd make a bad film. I met her at a dance. So an MP gave a dance for his daughters. So I phoned the next morning, and I said, "I've got a. This is Clive Bossom." She said, "Yes." And I said, "We met last night." She said, "Yes." And she said, "I can't remember anything about you." I said, "I was a very handsome fellow with a large military moustache." "Ah," she said, "yes, I do remember you. You look like a ringmaster." So I asked her whether she'd come out that night. And I said, "Could you make it about 10:45 or 11? She said, "A very funny hour to ask somebody out." I said, "Yes, but I work. I'm canvassing down in Faversham and Sittingbourne. And the time I get back to London, it'll be about 10:30. And so I'll come straight and we can go on to sit in the 400 or someplace." And so that evening, I trudged up. She lived in Ennismore Garden with her sister in a lovely flat. I trudged up the stairs and knocked at the door, and she came. And she said, "Who the hell are you?" And I said, "I'm Clive Bossom." She said, "Well, you had a great moustache." I said, "I took it off. It took 5 years to grow, but it's now off." So we sat, we did this for about 17 times, she says. And we sat there, and I never, it wasn't very romantic, because I did dance a little bit, but I was telling her, "Oh, the exciting thing can happen there, and who was nasty to me here," all this political stuff, which she was 21, so I know the poor thing, or 20 then. And anyhow, about the 17th night, I put my sticky hand on her knee and said, "Would you do me a great favour?" And so she went white. She said, "What does this ogre want?" And I said, "I'm not joking, but do you think we could possibly marry in about 3 or 4 weeks' time, because of general election coming, you make all the difference to have a local girl." She said, "That's not very romantic. And you haven't even kissed me." I thought, "Well, that can come later." So she was absolutely wonderful. After I lost, this wonderful chairman came up and said to her, "I think if you'd stood, Barbara, we could have got you in." Because she has got politics in her blood. You know, her great-great-great-great-grandfather was a very good chancellor and a poor prime minister, Lord North.